Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Free Friday episode of The Chad Duke Show. I'm Josh Soroka. This is my chance to share with you some segments that happened this week that you missed because you're not paying for The Chad Duke Show. Nobody puts out as much content as Chad. I added it up. The regular episodes were 5 hours of content this week. There was 4 hours of Chad Dukes versus the World on Thursday, plus a solid dues last Friday. No one puts out as much content as Chad Dukes. So make sure you go over to ChadDukesShow.com and subscribe today. It's worth every penny. Now, I'm going to share three segments with you that happened this week. And the overwhelming theme is Ant-Man. Because we're going to take a look at Ant-Man. Because this week we learned that he's fascinated with Shibuzi. He doesn't like cheese bread. And we've got an update from Lasagna Gate. So we're going to get to all of that today. Make sure you head on over to CommonwealthDryGoods.com as well. They've got the Christmas selection up there. So make sure you go order those Christmas peanuts, Christmas candles, as well as a whole lot more. Everything you purchase at CommonwealthDryGoods.com also helps out Chad and the Chad Duke Show. Now let's get started with Ant-Man and what he might do with some cheese bread.
About 3 years ago, it was it had to have been an all-request Saturday night, some sort of event like that we had at Chad's house. I don't recall exactly who was there, but I do know there was no question that myself, Chad, of course, it's his house, and
usually
Anthony
I'm
were there.
All right?
And, you know, and we surely had a good time, and Chad decided to order Domino's Pizza to be delivered
something
to the house.
Something that I'm known to do.
Yeah. And, you know, we, of course, had a good night. Ate Domino's, but as is always the case, there was leftover pizza and apparently leftover cheesy bread. So Chad,
just for the record, I don't like cheesy bread.
Yeah,
I never order it unless I'm asked to order it, and then 100% of the time I order it, the person that wants it doesn't eat it.
Yeah.
And 99% of the time,
I've never asked
it's
for cheesy
Anthony
bread.
Always
Rizzo.
Him.
Bullshit.
I don't like cheesy
you
bread.
You love cheesy
I
bread.
I don't believe
can
you.
You
oh, my God.
All right, it's over.
Oh, my God. That's it. The show's over. Oh, my God. I don't, I don't like cheesy bread.
Ted, you have no chance.
Why?
Ted, you have no chance.
It's over.
You get nothing. You lose.
Oh, can you fucking imagine him
fried
saying
chicken
that?
Again?
Get I'm
it.
Not.
Grab it.
I'm cheesy bread guy.
Grab it. Grab it.
As a possible member of the jury, I'm going to preemptively
fucking lie. Shut up.
I don't believe you.
I move to dismiss Chad's case.
You know what? He just killed the whole CD.
I don't like cheesy bread.
Why would you say that?
Because, dude, I've never asked you to order cheesy bread.
Why would you say that?
Because I haven't.
This is the like,
cheese and bread.
This is the chicken tender.
I know
what
I
want.
This is exactly
the chicken tender. I eat the pizza and I get
right,
the shitty wings.
All right. Do we need to go down the chicken tenders route?
This
talk
is
about
exactly
chicken nuggets
the way that it
can't
go out.
I'm so glad the listeners get to hear this, too. This is exactly what happened.
We're not making this up, people. I'm telling you. We didn't write this.
I never asked you to order chicken tenders, Chad.
Do you like bread?
Yes. No, I look, yes, I, no, I never asked for cheesy bread.
Do you like cheese?
Yeah, Ted, yes, I like them, but I've never asked for cheese.
Ted, get off his back.
Cheesy bread. He just wants the cheesy bread with tomato sauce.
I want the fucking pizza and the shitty wings.
You don't want the pizza. You're already going to be proved wrong here.
Oh, man. I can't
this doesn't bump.
I think I know the story now.
Yeah, I think you know where this is going, Anthony. So it gets to the end of the night, and Chad says, all right, we got leftover pizza. Obviously, we got leftover cheesy bread. Who wants it? And Anthony says, oh, I'll take it home with me, Dukes. No problem.
This
no
must
problem.
Have been a long time ago.
Yeah. It was about 3 years ago, a little 3.5 years ago. So he volunteers to take it, and he also agrees, and I'm very happy with this, to take me back to my house. At the time, I live in, you know, I live in Kings Park West.
In the exact same house you live in now, just in a different area.
Yeah.
You live four blocks
and
away.
As Chad and I have talked about, I don't know if we've talked about it on the show or not, but it's a very busybody neighborhood. Let's put it this way. They have their own Facebook page.
Ted is a member of the Kings Park West Facebook page.
Wow. Well, I mean, Ted is a part of the Next Door Neighbor at Facebook page,
because
I've seen him post on
Ted
there.
Ted is so excited to be a soccer mom. It is fucking ridiculous.
Well, it makes sense, because at the time of this story, he did own two houses in that neighborhood.
Great point. So, with equal square footage.
Exactly.
If I pulled up the Next Door Neighbor app right now, Ted B would be one of the top 10 posters.
Do you think that was a helicopter flying over? And what's going on?
Always about helicopters.
Did you hear those gunshots? I heard the gunshots on July 4th. I heard gunshots. Did anyone hear the gunshots?
Has anybody seen my chocolate?
Missing dogs all the time. So yeah, so it's that kind of neighborhood. And Anthony agrees to drive me home, and I'm very happy about it. He drops me off at my house, and he goes home, and obviously he lives very close to me, so it was very easy.
Well, he could just walk down the chute, remember, because he fell into the woods.
That's right.
Very famous story.
Bruce Jr.
Yeah. I had a beer with Ted's neighbors on the way home one time.
He fell into a pongy trap. The Viet Cong had dipped bamboo shoots and shit.
It is actually, as drunk as you usually are, it is actually pretty dangerous for you to walk home through those woods. I mean, it's pitch black.
I turn my flashlight on.
Me said, Dad, we kill your friend.
That was mean, by the way. That was mean.
Your friend must die for what you do our dollar.
Let's not do this again.
Our dollar fight, Iron Fist.
Ted, why is your girlfriend building traps behind your house? Pitfalls.
So Anthony drops me off and he goes home. And the next day, I get in my car. I pull out of my cul-de-sac. I turn left to go up the street, which is still in my neighborhood. And what do I see? I see two pizza boxes in the middle of the street.
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking
to
myself.
What brand of pizza, Ted?
They were Domino's pizza.
Domino's pizza
closer,
boxes.
I could see that.
You're killing Jim.
Were they at a stop sign or like in the
no,
middle?
No, just right out the middle of the street. It was one pizza box and one cheesy bread box.
Well, it could be anybody, Ted.
It could be anybody. But I'm thinking, there's no way,
sure.
Right? There's no
that
chance.
That would be really ostentatious. Yeah. Throw it out on the street.
Yeah. Anthony is above this. There's no chance this could happen. The Anthony
I like
Pizzo
shit food.
I know.
He does like shit food.
I got audio when Ant-Man threw the boxes out.
Yeah, I got the gargangola.
Left it on the street.
Sure.
So I go pull over my car. And I'm just thinking, well, I know it can't be him, but I'm going to look anyway.
Well, who else could it be?
If somebody else decided to throw their pizza in the middle of the street, all right? I pick up the boxes, and it has Chad's address on it.
Oh, my God.
Remember, we talked about the Facebook page and the helicopters and all that, and I'm like, oh, no.
There's busybodies that would probably look at the address and look it up.
That's how HR
anybody
got
know who lives here.
Yeah.
So I take pictures of them, and I'm angry at this time. This is not a joke at this time. If it was a joke,
what kind of a joke? What's the punchline?
I know
what's the
exactly.
I don't know the difference between a lot of this stuff.
So I text him the pictures, and I'm like, Anthony, you can't just. It's my neighborhood. You can't just throw pizza boxes in the middle of the street. People will tell on you. It'll get back to Chad. Chad will get in trouble.
Actually, I read the text. It was a very nice text you wrote.
Yeah. And Anthony texts back, what do you mean I threw him in the dumpster? Looking around, there's no dumpster.
You gotta understand, this is the most pedestrian-ass fucking suburban normie neighborhood ever.
And if it got thrown in the dumpster, let's say there was a dumpster last night that they removed before I got, somehow only those two pizza boxes fell out of the dumpster.
Let's recreate the Ant-Man timeline and the Ant-CU. So he drives by, there's a dumpster in the middle of this very suburban neighborhood.
Yeah.
He gets out, puts the boxes into the dumpster, A big ass truck comes in between when you leave the next morning and when he drove to the neighborhood, removes the dumpster. Yep. The only two things that fly out are the pizza box with my address on it and the cheesy bread box with my address
right,
on it.
Right, exactly.
Very that's strong
it.
Gust.
You got it exactly the facts down, yeah. according to Anthony.
If only we knew if Ant-Man liked taking leftovers.
Cheesy bread went back and to the left.
I could eat so much dough.
Apparently not.
So I say, Anthony, there's no dumpster, and I show him the pictures of the pizza boxes, and I tell him, you know, you can't, just got to be careful. You can't do this in my neighborhood. He goes, oh, man, I'm sorry. And I'm like, I'm not the one you should be apologizing to.
Well, who else should he be apologizing to?
Well, that's
to?
The thing, because it had your address on it. That's the thing I was worried about, is that somebody, you know, that neighborhood, there are people, you know, that just have nothing better to do right. than to create a problem.
There's some yenta walking their cat.
Yeah.
Can we get Jim a new lawyer? I don't like this.
Hey, look, man. Have you ever seen The Devil's Advocate?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't. But
No, I have. It's got Keanu Reeves in it.
It does. Right. He's, he's defending Coach from the show Coach.
Yeah.
And he says, my job isn't to make them like you. My job is to make them hate you, because as long as they hate you, you're here in front of them and not home fucking your secretary or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not defending your actions.
Oh.
I'm saying that Jim is – it looks bad here.
It does look bad.
It's a tough one.
God, I wish Ted's brain didn't work.
Jim's
so well.
Got me in a – well, that's the problem is Ted has been doing research.
Yeah.
And he's pulling shit. And I'm not. Yeah.
He's going back to the old text message conversation.
Yeah. I got to get you an assistant.
I really do need.
I think he already has three.
Yeah. I'm going to conscript Kevin Smith. I think he'll help me.
Yeah.
I can kind of read.
I don't know about that. Mm.
So I was kind of hoping that at some point Anthony would say, Chad, I'm sorry. You know, this is what happened.
You're claiming he never did.
He never did. That never happened. And then I just honestly, I forgot about the story. Then
Thanks
when Chad
for bringing
brought
up, it up, Ted.
Chad brought up the trial that got me starting to write down some of the things Anthony did, and by it, you know, by the way, that you know, I had to take a day off from work just to
sure.
to cover it all,
just to recover.
And then
from
this popped back in my brain. I'm like, wait a minute, I wonder if I still have the pictures. I did.
Wow.
I still have all the text pictures? Messages, all yeah. the pictures. So jeez.
I did. I get full disclosure. He showed me them all.
Good Lord, I'm glad Ted's brain is fucking amazing.
I put him in the dumpster.
I mean,
wasn't there a
strawberry
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
So do you want to come clean now about the dumpster?
There was a construction dumpster.
Oh, my God.
Hold
it's
on.
It's a lasagna all
Hold
over
no,
again.
No, because I remember this because it was when I had first started. It was probably within a year of me starting to hang out that this happened.
What does that have to do?
And I was worried that it was
How's that timeline work? He was there when fucking you and Matt went flying around in Whole Foods back in 2014.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, dude.
But it was
timeline was Okay, so that was like 2021.
Tell you,
this is
multiverse.
You did just start hanging out in 2020.
No, I've definitely been hanging out longer than that. But I was I remember being really concerned about this, but I know yeah. that there was a big...
Really concerned? How come I didn't get a call then?
There was yeah. a big orange construction dumpster right on the edge of the street.
You sure Jim wasn't standing
was
there in one of his work shirts?
It could have been. It was about the same size.
Shit.
What is
all right, I would put this to the public, all right? What is more likely, that Anthony threw the boxes in the street... Or that he carefully, thinking about Chad and thinking about me, put them in the dumpster.
I'm not claiming that I got out to put them in the dumpster, but there was a big construction dumpster.
So you threw them in the street in front of a dumpster?
No,
what does that get you?
I thought I threw them into the dumpster out the window of the truck.
By the way, in a neighborhood, it's not like he threw them out on Braddock Road or something.
That would still be shitty, by the way.
Yeah.
With the name,
and he's still doxing me.
Yeah, in a neighborhood that you grew up in.
No shit,
I had a fake dick.
He had a fake dick.
I mean, I don't know. I can't guarantee they made it in the dumpster.
Well, I only got teeth on one side.
I might have just gently laid him on the floor.
Jimmy, you're a scumbag.
Yes.
You ever done anything like this?
I don't think I've blatantly littered in the middle of a.
Ted's house.
I think that playoff game, there was a lot of just dropping things throughout the day.
But that's unknown to me, unfortunately. Oh,
okay. Okay. I can say the same thing.
So I would bet Jimmy takes boxes out of here all the time.
Yeah.
I would bet my life that 75% of them end up on the side of 95 North.
Oh,
yeah. That he just flings the fucking boxes out. But in Jim's defense, there's
you have
no
pictures.
There's no addresses. Yeah. And there are crews that, you know, their job is to do that. It's still shitty of him. I know he does it. Ant-Man doing it. Ant-Man couldn't even wait to get to the Fairfax County Parkway. Like, Ant-Man couldn't wait.
He went around the corner.
Ted won't see me over here.
I wish I really.
Why
don't.
Couldn't you just go to your house and throw him out, though?
That's because what
I don't.
He's
I don't recall
lazy.
My thought process that night. That was hammered.
I'm going to reenact your thought.
Oh,
process.
By the way, there's one.
I don't want these
Chad,
anymore.
There's one detail I left out. The pizza
great.
And the cheesy bread were still in the boxes.
Of course.
He opened it up, and it was the thin crust pepperoni, which is my favorite. And I was like, "Why don't you just leave it? I would have fucking had it the next day."
Man, I'm going to hire you an assistant for this case. You're going to need it.
Well, I didn't know. That's a story that he didn't even fuck. So here's what a bad friend you are and what a good friend Ted is.
Okay.
Ted didn't narc you out.
Nope.
He never told me that story. And if we weren't doing a trial, I never would have known. And I read the text. He left it to you to say, hey, you should say something to Dukes. And then you tried to get away with it.
Yeah, you went to sleep.
Really? Well, you never said anything to him, did you?
No, I didn't know about it.
I'd probably...
Oh, yeah, here we go.
He's looking at baseball cards.
You're going to look for an ambiguous text for 5 years.
What does Steve Pye have to say about this?
Look at them titties.
Okay.
I just imagine this mysterious dumpster and Ant-Man thinking, I'm going to throw these in there and just drop them right out the window.
I think it's all lies.
I just want to say.
He threw them out the window.
The dumpster disappeared that night.
It didn't disappear, Ted. It was
somewhere
a giant
between 3 a.m. and 9 a.m.
Did you see dumpster
in
the pictures?
I don't know why he does this. This is the part that really is bamboozling. Here's two things. He has a dumpster behind his work. I saw it. There's trash everywhere. He knows he can just throw the trash at the dumpster, and it's like, oh, I tried. Like, they'll just think it blew out of the fucking dumpster. Secondly, when is the last time you saw a bright orange dumpster?
I've never seen a bright orange dumpster.
They're green or black. You don't want them bright because it attracts attention to them.
Yes,
and you don't want that in a neighborhood.
That's why they're green. Yeah, a lot of times.
You can Google orange dumpster all you want, you fucking eyelidless idiot.
He said bright orange dumpster.
Get over on these
guys. He's so stupid. So he's going to show me a Google image search of an orange dumpster. Like, that's what they would drop off Old Key Mill Road in front of Ted's house. Sorry, Doc's dead there.
It's Eagle Dumpster, Fairfax County. And they are orange.
Oh, well,
I'm
case dismissed. You'd be in prison, man.
Yeah.
He's got photographic evidence.
It was gently laid on the street. Like,
dude,
what are you talking
about?
Show Dick the photo, Ted. Right. Show Dick the photos. I'm bringing Dick into part of my team. Problem is my team won't answer my phone calls.
Oh, no.
I already told you I'm a thing of a witness for both sides.
I know.
See, there's the pizza box right there.
Do you see
a dumpster right
there? Is there evidence of it? Because if there was a dumpster sitting there would be evidence of it.
So where would the dumpster fit between the curb and the pizza?
Because it was in the driveway of the house.
Oh, okay, we'll show you the driveway.
I'm sure the boxes are anywhere near the driveway.
Right there, there's pizza in the box right there.
That looks like a pizza that got thrown out.
You know what that is?
This is atrocious.
Right there, you see the pizza box right there, the cheesy bread pizza. Do you see a dumpster in that driveway?
No signs of a dumpster.
I love Anthony, but the best part about this is he had no idea where this was going. And he started this by saying, I don't like cheesy bread.
Yeah.
Like he made it 1,000 times worse.
Yeah. I don't like cheesy bread.
I don't know why the fuck.
I
watched you eat cheesy bread
so
many
times.
Yeah, but I never asked for
hundreds of times. That's not what you said initially.
I don't ask for it.
I tell you what, he is giving that fucking cap a once over there. Look at that.
This is like when Jester's staring at his armpit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
You ever see when Jester gets caught in a lie? He sticks two fingers under his armpit and then he puts them up under his nose.
I think he does.
You ever see him do that?
How did you do that?
It's kind of disturbing.
Why are you having sex with a Miller Lite bottle cap? Because you're fucking caught and you're nervously ticking.
No, I've been breaking this up since the beginning of the show.
Can we ask you a question? Would you believe your story?
Be honest.
Probably not.
Okay,
but I swear there was a dumpster
That's
there.
A good first
That's
step.
As close as I think we're going to get.
There was a dumpster there.
Matty L is
good. I remember hurling the pizza boxes at the dumpster.
That's not what you told Ted. Ted, what did he say in the text?
You said he threw them in the dumpster.
Well, I said I threw them in the dumpster, but I threw them
so
at the dumpster.
So we have one lie admission. We have
you
one
realize,
lie admission.
You realize how close you are to just being honest, right? Just
you're almost
dude,
out
I'm telling
just
you.
Just take off at the dumpster from that
sentence.
Do you know how much we would all respect you?
I also pissed on the side of the dumpster.
All right, so Dick, I showed you
what you said. He's publicly urinating in your neighborhood.
To piss.
So So he got out.
That's between, not the world's problem,
I
Anthony.
I pissed between my truck and the dumpster.
So you got out to piss.
Can you fucking
you
imagine?
But you couldn't even put the boxes in the dumpster?
None of this is true.
You just got out, threw them on the ground. And
Jake,
you know what? I recuse myself. I can't. I give up. It's over.
Give
I'll figure out a new thing to make a fucking...
Dude.
You know what? We'll just do it. We'll do a spotlight Ant-Man. Dick and I, we'll just do all the Ant-Man stories and... Because there's no reason. Even if Jim is the worst person, there's just the massive amount of evidence. Yeah. It's overwhelming.
Fuck, Ted, you are good. Damn.
That's one argument. No,
Dick, I did want to ask you another question. Okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
You saw the pizza boxes.
Yeah.
You saw the ground that they were on. You yeah. saw the driveway. Did you see any other trash around it?
It's actually fairly pristine. It looks like a new road and a new driveway.
Why did the cheesy bread and the pizza both need my address on them? Why? Why wouldn't you? All you had to do, dumbass, was peel the label off.
Look, I fucked up a lot that night. I admit. It
and then
was
you could just
a bunch of really bad decisions.
Hey, pink man, pound it. That's not mine.
I'm telling the story, and I can't believe it happened.
I wish I could have been in the car with Ted as he turned the corner that morning. And he's like, "What? Oh.
Well, please don't be what I, Anthony.
Please don't be what I immediately know
just
it is."
No way. Yeah.
I immediately know what it's going to be.
Holy shit.
Look, I don't make good decisions.
I texted Ted earlier. I'm like, hey, man, we're not going to record the CD today. He goes, I still want to come in. I want to tell that fucking story.
That's worth it. That was
good. Ted, would you have ever said anything?
No, I forgot about it after a while, but I was very unhappy about it. I mean, you could tell from the text and it.
Dude,
was
we
one
talked
of
about
things.
It in private like five times and
Hot
not
man.
Over text.
No, we never talked about it in private ever. Not one
Hot
time.
Man.
No, we
did. Dude,
didn't.
You and me talked about it.
I know who I
we did not.
Like not at text, but at a bar too. When we were waiting for everybody.
Okay,
to get all right.
So
time.
We talked about it. Did you ever then tell Chad? Oh, you know, you're right, Ted. I should. Did you ever say anything?
No, I never. I never did. I didn't say I did that. I'm saying you.
The Kings Park HOA. Is on your ass.
Yeah.
Ted, what did you do with the pizza?
I just threw it out at that point. It had been sitting out in the street all night.
Yeah, probably in the orange dumpster.
There's just no way.
Ted, was there an orange dumpster?
No, there was no dumpster.
Was
there
any evidence that there was ever a dumpster?
No.
Are you a lawyer?
Yes, I am.
Are you a crackhead?
No, I'm not a crackhead.
Are you a drug dealer?
No, I'm not.
Did you ever buy Grand Marnier to get robbed by zombie?
No, I didn't. All right.
Now I rest my case.
Are you drunk most of the time you're awake?
I want to switch the CD up. I want to defend Ted.
Yeah. See, now you're learning. Take cases you win.
Oh, my God.
I didn't mean to derail hilarious. The show with this, by the way.
This is not derailing the show.
Right, okay.
Certainly not.
No, this is what we call the good stuff.
I think we have an idea.
Speak for yourself.
I think we have an idea for play number three now.
Pause. That's not a bad call. Oh, the Phantom Dumpster. Instead of the Phantom Toll Booth.
Yeah.
Hell, this is as good a spot as any.
What if I didn't have the pictures to prove him wrong? He'd be standing on top of this table denying the whole thing.
Now,
right
now you feel like every sergeant in Fairfax County Police. Yeah. Oh, man. Well done, Ted.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good.
I like your thoroughness of picture taking, too.
You got all angles.
Oh, you saw the pictures.
No, but I'm all just right. I can picture it from okay. the
Remember in Liar Liar when he goes, settle! Settle, 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 settle. That's me after this.
Yeah, it's
the pen is blue.
You know what's funny is you were holding like a royal flush and you got bluffed out of the hand.
I
so did. It's like you couldn't really lose, but he also made you believe you might.
I'm
you
definitely might. Malkovich at the end of rounders.
Yeah. Yeah. Pay him.
You know how much I was splashing the pot earlier in the fucking.
I know. Whenever the fuck. You please...
That means Ted is Matt Damon.
Oh, man.
That means Ted's Matt Damon in Team America.
That makes sense.
Who's that actor we all like? Meth Damon, the guy in Breaking Bad.
Oh, damn it. Yeah.
Oh, I love that guy. Name. Meth Damon.
Didn't they also call him Fat Damon, too?
That's so mean. He's such a good actor.
And he's not fat.
He's just not Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Who is?
He's a really good actor.
I guess
guy.
Ted is. It really does. I mean, but honestly, it...
Oh, Jesse Plemons.
Oh my God! Oh boy! Oh boy!
I had to look it up. Sorry. Oh, no. I didn't know who Matt Damon was.
Just keep talking about it.
Kibada.
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 Kibada. Kibada.
Where's the? What's the one about his mom? You know.
Which one?
The magic show about his mom.
What are you talking about? Oh, okay.
My mom wanted me to do it with her on Mother's Day.
I wasn't the only one there.
That's disturbing.
So it was behind the orange dumpster. If you want to find my love, it's an easy act to follow. Just look behind the orange dumpster and pull down your pants. Write that down, Timmy. That's the name of the episode. The Orange Dumpster.
Yeah, the sequel to Amaretto by Napkin.
Amaretto by Napkin. Behind the Orange Dumpster.
Leftover pizza in Ted's hat.
And now it's in the street.
In Queens Park.
Yeah. I'll be pissing in Ted's cul-de-sac. Yeah.
That part I didn't know about. So you just said that. I didn't realize you'd done that.
Also,
so that,
he thinks that, that's some sort of defense.
Also,
no, I don't. I'm just saying, I know it was there because I had to piss real bad.
That's how I know it wasn't
and
true.
And I opened the back door of the truck, and I pissed between my door, the truck, and the dumpster.
There's no
dumpster. That's how you know it's not true, because he said the dumpster was in a driveway. There's no chance he's pissing
on
a driveway.
So he's pissing in somebody's driveway.
I parked right behind it.
Tuna, what if they had a ring cam, and they catch this boob throwing pizza boxes in the street and then pissing on their dumpster?
Somebody probably has that. It's probably just didn't wake up.
Hasn't popped up yet. No evidence of it.
You know what's ironic is that this whole evening started where Ted told the story where he did the biggest asshole move I've ever seen anyone do. And that is, Anthony walked into my house one time wearing a gigantic red sweatshirt that said Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It was so embarrassing. It was the most embarrassing sweatshirt
I've
ever
really...
seen.
That was my favorite sweatshirt.
He hadn't taken it off for 5 months.
Yeah. But he goes, I just came back from Brooklyn. This is my Brooklyn sweatshirt. Brooklyn, Brooklyn.
Douche, you know, I was in Brooklyn.
I always like to tell the story because I've never seen anything like it. I don't even know why he did it. Anthony took the giant red Brooklyn sweatshirt off and he draped it over his chair. And then he went in to like get a slice of pizza, ironically, or something. Ted then picked the sweatshirt up and throws it in the fire.
Like immediately. Yeah. Immediately in the fire.
I don't know.
Jim, you weren't there for that?
I'd missed that.
Nope.
He didn't check to see if the wallet was in there.
No.
He treated it like it was a log.
Yeah.
He just put it on the fire.
He treated it like it was evidence.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember being really pissed.
I bet. You weren't as pissed as you should have been. Yeah. I mean,
because I also just knew Ted for a little bit at that point, I think.
It was... it's the funniest.
I don't know why I did it.
It was the funniest because Ted, the whole time he did it, he moved with a purpose the whole time. Like he didn't stutter, he didn't stop. He had a big smile on his face the whole time.
Like Anthony's phone could have been in there, his wallet, like anything.
Yeah. Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now we know Ant-Man's a liar, and we'll get to that in segment 3. But segment 2, I want to know, how did Ant-Man, and I guess Dick Smokan at the same time, escape the entire summer without knowing who Shaboozy is?
Ant learned who Shaboozy was.
Yeah.
Who's Shaboozy?
You don't know who Shaboozy is? I can tell you.
Are you being a bit? You really don't know?
No.
You got to be
a real thing?
Shitting me. You don't know who Shaboozy is?
Yes.
Hey, man, you just got bailed out so big.
Hell yeah.
You got to be fucking
I know the name. I don't know anything.
Don't lie. Song. Don't lie. Don't lie.
No, because they talk about it on the morning show.
Who?
He had the song of the summer. I learned that yesterday.
Now, when you say the morning show, do you mean the Junkies?
Yes, the one we used to listen to.
No. You never heard this song? I mean, this song was the biggest song of the whole fucking year, I think, right?
I've heard this song. This is by a guy named Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
Yeah.
All right.
Is this bigger than Post Malone, you think?
I think so, yeah.
Bigger than Morgan Wallen?
Probably.
Bigger than Taylor Swift?
Isn't Morgan Wallen like have his own bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mean that. Wait till we get to the hook.
Oh, I recognize this already. One, here comes two to the three
to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. I wish I hated it. Stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. You heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Everybody, that's like, it's a good song, but I can also point this out. The one, here comes the two to the three to the, that's lifted from Everybody in the Club Getting Tipsy the first time it was around. Everybody in the Club. Is it Chingy who sings that song?
I was thinking Jay Sean. It's not him.
No,
no, it's not him.
I think it's Chingy. Okay, I could be wrong. So. But Everybody in the Club Getting Tipsy. So it's like almost like a cover of that, but it's this updated country hip hop. The guy's from around here, apparently.
It's funny. Yeah, I know. I've heard the name Shaboozy. I've heard that song, but I didn't know. Yeah.
Well, good. Then you're not going to be able to bust Ant-Man's balls the way that I did. So we're watching the games yesterday. So the announcer's there. It's like some Marv Albert motherfucker, Kevin Albert motherfucker. He's like, and then performing at halftime of the Detroit Lions football game on Thanksgiving as Shaboozy.
That was a good impersonation.
It was.
He sounded exactly like
Nashville's hottest performer, Shaboozy, will be playing.
Kind of sound like Ian Eagle.
A little bit. So I sit there and like I just know. You know how you know when a gay man gets stuck up on a word?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sitting at the end of the couch and I look over at him and I can see his wheels start turning. And he goes, Shaboozy.
He says it to himself at first.
That's a great name.
He goes, Shaboozy? And I say, yeah. He goes, who's Shaboozy? And I go, he's a country music guy. He sings that Tipsy song. And he goes, what the hell are you talking about? Ain't nobody named Shaboozy.
You're having fun with me.
And I was like, you taking a piss?
Yeah.
Oh, you just heard him. He said he's going to be there. He goes, how could he be named Shaboozy? And I never heard him. I was like, well, check your phone. So I've got a picture of Ant-Man holding his phone up. And he goes, you're telling me this feller's black?
No.
I go, yeah, he's a rapper. And he's like, hey, no way. So he's listening. He goes, I like this. I like it. How are his other songs? I'm like, I don't know. I've heard a couple of them. They're all right. He goes, there ain't no way this feller's black. He says it twice.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, man. How's he spell this? Shaboozy.
I think I did say that one.
He goes, how do you spell it? Shaboozy.
This kind of rolls off the tongue. Shaboozy.
There's like three more times. Shaboozy. Is he white? I'm like, no. He goes, well, you know, I'm not black. And I'm like, I know that, man.
All right. Well, you realize that.
I was stating the obvious at that point.
Are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'll give him a try, but it just don't make no more sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get in the car. We're like going out to watch the games last night. He goes, why don't you put on that Shaboozy?
No. You've been earworm?
Oh, yeah.
I do like that.
I just didn't know. I don't know how both of you avoided that all summer. That was like, I mean, that song was everywhere.
I have heard that song
months.
A lot. Yeah, never occurred to me to look up who it was.
Yeah, me neither.
Shaboozy.
What was so I'm trying to remember, other than the cheesy scramble, what are some of the other things that you've gotten hung up on?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Cheesy scramble was a big one.
Yeah, that's the one that, yeah.
Yeah.
He gets hung up on names a lot.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, another one is, I can't say why, but he says barfly now 300. I taught him the word barfly a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And now he says it incessantly.
Nice. I do like when you teach people around you words and they get very excited about them.
I forgot which one I taught Monk.
You taught Drab the word cannon one time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he used it about 1,000 times in the next week. Very funny.
There was one that I told Vug. Troglodyte.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
never heard troglodyte.
Yeah, he's very impressed. Yeah.
And then he goes, what's that? Then he looked it up, and I heard him call it somebody that like the next day.
It's like, what? There's a fourth syllable?
I'll be damned.
I was like, if any of you would read one magazine article, you probably could pick up on a lot of this stuff. It goes the other way, too. Like, I feel like when Trump first got in, the word feckless was used incessantly. And now, of course, and Joe is the primary, but it's still the gaslighting is, I don't even think, people just use that for everything now.
Yeah. They just, yeah, exactly.
I'm sitting there fucking looking at Aunt May. He's like, what do you mean, Shaboozy? And he's like saying it under his breath.
He's like,
I don't even think that's good. That can't be right. I'm going to look him up. He's a black feller.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. He doesn't look like Darius Rucker.
I appreciate his music.
There's a second one.
He has a couple good songs. I was listening to it last night.
Yeah, he doesn't. Hootie does, but Darius Rucker can pound it for that wagon wheel shit.
Yeah, really, he's ruined everything for that.
Take it long and deep.
It's so funny. He's impressive. He's been figured out a way to be hated in two different types of music.
Make a lot of money, man. Oh, I'm sure he's a great guy.
I'm sure he is.
Every time I hear him, and that Firkin was it? Firkin. That Cracked Rear View, is that the first Hootie album? I mean, it's been beaten to death now, but when that fucking Hold My Hand song came out, it was amazing. It didn't sound like anything on the radio. All right. Just before we put a clip off Shaboozy, I did get a tweet where somebody said, my new favorite thing on the show is Bri.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Yeah, well, that's not really a bit. That's just what happens whenever Brian from Natural Red Catering is around."
It just comes out.
Bri.
It's like when you know when he goes out with you and your wife on Sunday. He's like, "Chad's why, Chad's why."
Can you please go ahead and order me one of them delicious brownie desserts, please? I'm gonna go to the bathroom, but I'd like to have it when I come back.
No, I'm sorry. I won't give you one bite of it. It's okay.
So many desserts.
All right, we'll get to that. Bri.
Wait, so many desserts?
Can you pass me the poppycock? I had to walk out to my truck earlier, and I'm done in.
Sean.
Sean. Are you there, Sean?
Oh, man. His baby blues on Friday.
Oh, man. If you're not watching Solid Dudes on Friday night.
Yeah, I had to wipe off the brow a few times.
I didn't realize that we were doing the show with a sex icon.
Yeah, seriously.
Dude, I didn't realize his eyes were that blue before Friday
night. I don't think they are. I just think that we're all a bunch of beady-eyed pieces of shit. Like, whenever somebody actually looks like they're... Well, no. I shot Sean a little Venmo for jumping on with us, and he goes... Oh, man, thanks. I wasn't expecting it paid. I was like, bro, those eyes are the biggest draw that we've had on the show in a while.
You bat those things at me, you're getting money anyway.
Yeah, we're getting fucking memberships sent in. People are all steamed. Wait, not since Ant-Man's haunches have
That's true.
Captured the imagination.
Sean should start his Blue Eyes Twitter, Instagram. It's not
a bad idea.
But
So I got a couple of clips here. From that show on Friday night. Did you get a chance to catch any of the smoking?
I'm a little worried that Jim is having to find different corners of his parents' house every week to record in.
I noticed that myself.
I don't like that.
It's very weird.
Well, I would assume that means Mamo is still illin. I think the reason why he's out in that kitchen is she's in the bedroom. And that means also that Dado is inches from where he is doing that show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's very close.
It also means he'd rather impose on his, infirmed mom and go over there to do the show than be around his actual family.
Well, I think what we've learned, Dick, is that it would be impossible for him to do the show in his house because the youngest child is just... We learned on Friday night, Jim has never said no to the youngest child.
Oh, that's right. That's disturbing.
Or told them, you're going to do this because I say so. Like, that just doesn't...
Well,
get said.
Why be a parent when you can just get told what to do by your kid?
I mean, he gets told what to do by his kid. So, but that's sad stuff. Bobby Double O gets very upset by that. I don't want to get into
Why doesn't he just go into the basement every week? There's no one ever in the basement. It's a lot of fun. He can just go through the
boxes.
There's things
that we
can
use.
Why wouldn't he just be in the... I think he's scared.
Bro.
I would be.
I would be too. And that door don't
lock. Not one person came out of that fucking basement feeling anything but weird about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Yeah, that basement's
creepy, and I don't know.
Well said.
You probably shouldn't be down there for that long.
You really ran out of gas, Amy.
You did.
I mean, I watched him. I'm like, does he have another adjective?
Yeah.
Nope.
Are unboxing things still popular on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should go down there and unbox everything in his basement.
If you guys, if Pizzo's Cards did an unboxing video in Jim's basement, it would be the highest fucking. Twitch would melt down.
We'd probably find some value.
The live auction.
Well, you did, didn't you? Wasn't there like gaming systems and stuff in the box?
There was gaming systems. There was like old school wagons and all kinds of old shit.
The problem is that everybody that went up and did that has unceremoniously told me, I'm never going back there. Like, it's too much.
That's true. You need new recruits.
And after it exploded the oil everywhere. I mean, it's just, there's so many chemicals just sitting in jars. It's so
I still don't get that. And we found out it was generational oil. Mm-hmm. Like, there was, you could see where grandfather did it, and then daddo did it, and great-grandfather, like, by the age of the vessel at which the oil was being stored in.
Yeah, do you know how much money they could make? Because you could have like a live auction, and if there's anything worth anything, people would bid on that. But then you could just be like, all right, if somebody, if we reach $10 on this item, I'll throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
And it's just dump our.
I think this is this. We should plan this out.
I think it's a really good idea.
And he's worried about getting it out of the house, but you can just take it right out the back door.
Yeah. We got to figure like a conveyor belt through the window. He just puts it up, it takes it out to a truck without anyone seeing.
There's a. Not skee ball.
Not skee ball.
It's the game that you have like the little discs you slide on the top and it's got the little sand on it, the little grains. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sandy slider game.
Monk, this is how you do it.
Yeah. Thank you. What do you think it's called?
Shot something or shoot something.
Shaboozy. You think it's called Shaboozy?
No, it ain't Shaboozy. I know who that is.
Oh, I like that name.
I'm going to go track him down.
It just completely flows off my tongue.
So, sand shot game?
What the fuck is that game?
It's definitely not sand shot game.
No, it's like ski. It's not ski ball.
All right, well, while you ponder that, Ant-Man, I'll go ahead and say thank you to Mike from Don't Sleep Energy from going hog fucking wild on Friday night with the gifted memberships and the super chats. Guy was absolutely killing it, goes way above and beyond, is not ashamed of me at all. Don'tSleepEnergy.com is the website. Use the Dukes promo code, get 10% off your order. Somebody messaged in, what flavor should I try? Don't worry about it. Just order something off the site. It's going to work great. You choose if you want regular or sugar-free. I prefer the regular. They got the energy shots. All the gear looks great. I saw our buddy Matthew Gross, who I know you help out, Ant-Man. Yeah. Was wearing his Don't Sleep shirt at one of his 3,000 pickleball tournaments that he's in. Don'tSleepEnergy.com. Dukes is the promo code. Get over 10% off your order, but under 15%.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
D-U-K-E-S. Don'tSleepEnergy.com. Best energy drink I can think of. All right, what's the name of that sport?
I saw a great photo, by the way, real quick, with him in his top hoe. They looked really nice in that photo.
That's his wife.
Oh, what?
Makes it me said very top uncomfortable. I know it did.
I didn't know that was his wife.
We should call her something else.
Yeah, what's the name?
I'm like, I know it doesn't make you uncomfortable, Mike, but it makes us uncomfortable.
I actually did a double take. I'm like, oh, it's my
okay. Oh, boy.
Jeez.
It's called a UFO slider game.
So whoever is calling me can eat a bag of dicks.
Skeet shoot. No, that's shoot.
Begins with an S. H.
Shot. Shoot.
That's me.
Shame.
Yeah. Shoot.
Something board.
Oh, shuffleboard. Jesus Christ.
All right. Nice.
You got it.
Well, that's good. You dug yourself out. It was good.
Don't you have the day off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need it.
Yeah.
I like to think of Shaboozy and shuffleboard as a palate cleanser from Ant-Man the Liar. It's when we remember that he's lovable and fun to be around and not just frustrating by not telling the truth. We got past the lie of pizza boxes from 3 years ago. But it wasn't that long ago that Ant-Man told us all that he makes a great lasagna, and that he was going to make it and bring it for everyone to try. But it didn't show up, and he had excuses. This weekend, on Solid Dudes, we may have gotten finally to the truth.
Give us one well-known lie you have told on the show and admit it's a lie, and then give us one lie you have been accused of that is not actually a lie and is true.
Oof.
I don't know if you boys saw it, but when he said oof, that jaw went across the fucking screen. I think I'm gonna try to god damn it Anybody like it? How do you like them 12-day colds? Anybody like them 12-day colds? I got one for you. I'd love to give it to you real cheap. I think I'm going to try to get a screen cap of Anthony's jaw in that moment because, you know, he's got a rather protruding lower jaw. But when you ask him that question and he's actually thinking about how he's going to have to give back one of these things that he has been holding on to. I got it. I actually just isolated the picture. I'm taking a screen cap right now. Hopefully it will be the image you see on ChadDukeShow.com for this episode. It's always up for grabs with Jimmy, but hopefully it'll be there. You have got to see. You could land an F-35 Raptor on this chin. I mean, it is fucking unbelievable how much jawbone this kid has. I don't know if you boys saw it, but when he said oof, that jaw went across the fucking screen.
Man, I've been accused of so many, I'm trying to go through them.
I think this is me again, by the way. I know I'm playing a clip of me. I think that what was going through his head right there is he knows he lies about it all, right? The piss strainer, the girlfriend, just everything that we've ever talked about on the show, the orange dumpster, they're all lies. It's just what he's willing to cop to. And to Ant-Man's credit, he gave us great radio and he finally admitted to a false claim. But he also admitted is probably the most benign of them all. You would think until you start pulling at the thread, until you start pulling at all of the half-truths that surround this one lie. And I wanted to go through it a little bit with you. All right, I'm going to hit play again.
Oh, I never tried to make the lasagna.
The truth.
But I wasn't going to give you guys the satisfaction of knowing that.
Here's the thing about him that's so fucking weird is that it there's no satisfaction. Like, I don't know what satisfaction he thinks we get in having something confirmed that we already know. Right? Like, I already know that I am a big fat mess. I don't need anyone to confirm it. I don't need anybody to reinforce it. Everybody that's a big fat mess knows they're a big fat mess. It's odd that that's the way I ain't going to give you the satisfaction. What he doesn't understand is because he argued as vehemently about that lasagna as he has any topic on the show. Anything that's ever come up on this program, that's the tenacity in which he was biting onto that bone and swinging it around. Because he did that, his credibility, if there ever was any, is completely gone. It just isn't worth it. Like, it's not worth holding on to these lies. And then afterwards, like, we've all been in a situation where we're in an argument and maybe we get pinned down about something. It's like, I'm not going to give up. Well, then maybe afterwards you go to the person and say, hey, man, I got swept up. My bad. You were right on that. Like, I think everyone's been in a situation like that. But there's just something about, and then I'm not going to give you guys the satisfaction of knowing that I never tried to make the lasagna, that it never happened. But I would be embarrassed by that. Right? Like, that's something that I wouldn't want to cop to. But I've got no issue with you knowing that I sleep in the same bed that I grew up in high school in, that I use my parents as indentured servants, that I scream, Kathy, where's my coffee? These are all real bits. Like, those are way more shameful. I'm not trying to get into Sad Jimmy territory here, but like, the one thing you're willing to fight to the death over and just continue to lie and argue and spit and grasp and claw with your friends about. And the other is just, there's absolutely no shame whatsoever. It is wild. His priority ranking, that is one of the, it should be studied for a millennia. You motherfucker. You don't understand, Sean. There are so many lies attached to that lie. For those people that don't remember the story, this is me again. Hi. Anthony claimed he could make a lasagna, claimed he'd done it before, claimed it was easy. Then went on to claim he tried to make a lasagna, but it exploded in the oven. We all called him out on that and said there's nothing that could happen to a lasagna with heat applied to it that would make it blow up, because Anthony's so stupid, he thinks a microwave and an oven, a conventional oven, work the same way. Things explode in a microwave, so they must indeed explode in an oven as well. That's how dumb he is. That's how little he's used an oven in his life. We all knew that. He tried to claim that he didn't put the foil on top of the lasagna, so it exploded inside the oven. We all knew that was a lie. So then he doubled down and said, Mark and Kathy were out of town. I had to hire a maid to come in and clean the oven so that they wouldn't know that I exploded a lasagna in the oven. Keep in mind, this is a kid that's not allowed to use an air fryer. At least we think he's not allowed to use an air fryer. I believe that. Every time he comes in and says, I prepared something for the BMI in the air fryer, I don't believe him. Either he hasn't eaten it or Mark prepared it for him. But this went on. There were so many tendrils of this. And it culminated with Steve Pye buying a lasagna bake, some Chef Boyardee thing, off the shelf at the Kroger, making it one afternoon and bringing it over to the house where we all started eating slices of it. Anthony said, wow, this is really good. How did you do this? And it was just so obvious that he had never even attempted to assemble these ingredients in a pan. That's what I'm referring to in this clip about the longstanding ramifications. I mean, if we went back and revisited the episode, there'd be any more. I'm going to hit play again.
He couldn't come help with other shit because many people were coming to clean the oven that he fucked up from the lasagna. He just web of lies.
I don't remember that. I don't remember him not being able to come. I'm sure there was things he committed to that he could come help with and said, I can't because I've got to wait for the maid to get over here and clean the oven out. I'm not sure what Sean's talking about there, but I don't remember anything about the show, so it's very possible.
This is me.
Yeah, that was wild. I just want to hear the admission one more time. That jaw went across the fucking screen.
Man, I've been accused of so many. I'm trying to go through them. Oh, I never tried to make the lasagna.
The truth.
But see, I'd rather know than not, and I'm glad he finally copped to it. But the problem is that when you tantrum. And we all lie. We've all lied. We probably all will continue to little white lies, things like that, just keep the boat from rocking. But screaming and yelling and waving your arms out of the most minute details. And I know where it all comes from. I know where it all stems from is that when you're using, you start pitching hissy fits like that. And people are just like, I don't want to deal with it.
If that's not enough to get you to go subscribe to ChadDukeShow.com, I don't know what else to tell you. So much content this week. We had great interviews talking MMA, talking movies, talking football. So much going on over at the ChadDukeShow.com. You got to go check it out. Subscribe. Make sure you're subscribed to this free Friday show. Make sure you are subscribed to both kinds of sports for your football talk. And go on over and throw down the $12.99 and give it a try. Or there's even YouTube.com/Chad Dukes Show. Check that out as well. I'll see you next week on the Free Friday Show. But go subscribe. It's way better than this hour. You want all 9, 10, 11, 12 hours of content put out each week.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.